Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, the daily morning podcast that gets you the details of the big news story. I'm Snehish Alex Philip, Senior Associate Editor at The Print. The question being asked today is, why did India tell Russia it needs to be responsive and sensitive defense partner? Now let us go back to what happened and when. Highlighting the ongoing border tensions with China at the line of actual control, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh on Monday told Russia that India's defense challenges are legitimate, real, and immediate. And hence, India seeks partners who are sensitive and responsive to expectations and requirements. The comment by Rajnath Singh at the Made in 2+2 dialogue comes at a time when there's a growing discomfort in India's defense and security establishment of Russia and China aligning militarily and diplomatically. Addressing the dialogue that was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Russian Defense Minister General Shoigu, and Minister of Foreign Affairs Lavrov, Singh said that there is enhanced requirement of India for closer military and military technical cooperations with Russia. And I quote, he said, "The pandemic, the extraordinary militarization and expansion of armament in our neighborhood, and the completely unprovoked aggression on our northern border since early summer of 2020 have thrown in several challenges." Rajnath Singh was of course referring to China without actually naming it. The defense minister added that India is confident of overcoming these challenges with its strong political will and inherent capability of its people, recognizing that its development needs a colossal, and that is, defense challenges are legitimate, real, and immediate. India seeks partners who are sensitive and responsive to India's expectations and requirements, he said. Now the question is, why did he say this? Sources said that Singh has sought to clearly tell his Russian counterpart that India values its relationship with Russia and also expects Moscow to stand by it in crisis. He also meant to convey to the Russians what their friend, that is China, was up to and how it is a challenge to Russia's other friend, that is India. Sources said that emerging challenges India is confronted with, an enhanced requirement of India for closer military and military technical cooperation with Russia, was discussed during Singh's bilateral meeting with his Russian counterpart earlier in the day. They said that Singh hoped that Russia will remain a major partner for India in these changing circumstances. Singh also said that Russia is a long-standing, special and privileged strategic partner through which he sought to allay any Russian apprehensions of increasing cooperation between New Delhi and Washington. Russia is seen as getting closer to China and has gone to the extent of publicly criticizing the Quad initiative. Russian Foreign Minister had last year said, and I quote, "India is currently an object of the Western countries' persistent, aggressive and devious policy, while assailing the West for what he described as attempts to undermine our close partnership and privileged relations." The increasing India-US ties has caused a lot of heartburn in Russia, which has been New Delhi's most important strategic partner since the 1970s. However, despite all the hiccups and tensions between India and Russia, the two countries have signed defense deals worth a whopping $15 billion in the last 3 years. Remember that all these deals have happened despite US sanctions and India's arms and imports witnessing a 33% drop in the last 5 years, with sales from Russia being hit the hardest. The deals that make up for the $15 billion bill includes the $5.2 billion deal for the S-400 Triumph air defense system signed in 2018, the $3 billion deal for the lease of third nuclear-powered attack submarine Chakra 3 signed in 2019, and a host of emergency procurement done of various missiles and other weapons since 2018. So while India has diversified the sourcing of military hardware from predominantly Russia to other countries including the US, France and Israel, in the last few years, Moscow will continue to be a partner. India is now looking at altering the buyer-seller bilateral defense relationship with Russia to that of joint production, but without the recurring issue of royalty. And that is all for today. Please do log in tomorrow at the same time to understand the big news story of the day. Thank you.